don't know if this is a great story.
It is a troubling story.
So this is me when I'm driving home from work on Friday. I'm on the highway. I'm driving home on the 10. I'm coming home and it's like pretty, it's not bad. Traffic isn't terrible. It's moving, but it's definitely congested. And then all of a sudden, at one point, it opens up and the cars ahead of me start, you know how it is out here. When the traffic opens up, everyone just goes 80 because they're like, oh my God, there's no traffic. So the cars ahead of me just go off flying. Big pack of cars ahead of me go flying. I basically put my foot on the floor. I'm going like 70 miles an hour. I'm not even going to keep up with these guys. The cars behind me haven't really started to accelerate yet. So I find myself in this weird situation where I'm driving down the highway and there's no car within like 50 feet of me in either direction. It's just me on like sort of the dark highway in my car. And then I see something coming up my rear view, speeding up on me. I'm going 70 miles an hour. There's something coming up fast behind me, and it's this motorcycle. And it's like four lanes to my right or three lanes to my right, and it's speeding up pretty quickly. And then it starts merging over towards me, and I'm like, he's got the whole highway. So I'm like, what is this guy doing? Why is he like closing in on me? Usually motorcycles like to, you know, keep their distance. I'm like, that's kind of weird. And then he just keeps on merging, and now he's getting kind of close. He's in the lane next to me, and he's pulling up right along my side, and now he's pulling in front of me. And I'm like, oh shit, I better slow down, because this guy's like clearly just wants to cut me off for some reason. So I slow down a little bit, and the motorcycle pulls in front of me. And it's not until he is directly in front of me that I realize there's no one on the bike.
What?
What?
Yes. And I, for a second, am like, I thought my brain was broken. I was like, I'm looking at this, and this motorcycle is now driving directly in front of my car at 70 miles an hour with nobody on it. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I'm not seeing this right. I'm missing it. This is a weird motorcycle where, like, the guy is somehow hanging off the front. I'm, like, trying to make sense in my head of all the things this could possibly be. But there is just this bike that's just driving down the highway going really fast in front of me, and nobody's riding it. I'm like, holy. And my first thought is, no, my first thought is like, where did the guy go?
Yeah.
Like, cause it's like a rice rocket and it should have a man on it.
Yeah.
Probably some asshole. and I'm just like, there was a man on here at some point. And I even think I saw the motorcycle earlier when I was in traffic. It was this green bike that I swear to God, I thought I saw earlier, and like zipping through in between cars and revving his engine really loud. And I was like, where is this guy? And my first reaction was like, I got to stop and help. But wherever he was, it was miles behind me, and I can't turn around. There's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
So I just slow down because the motorcycle's getting slower. And then the cars behind me start coming up to me, and then they kind of make the same realization I do, like, what the hell's going on here? Meanwhile, the motorcycle starts weaving back across the four lanes of traffic. And so all these cars are like going now 50 miles an hour, now 40 miles an hour. And we're all just watching this motorcycle just cruise across the highway onto an on-ramp where the motorcycle, the riderless motorcycle, gets mashed by an SUV, which the SUV, that sort of happened behind me. It looked like they were fine, but they probably thought, oh my God, we just killed a motorcycle rider.
We hit it so hard that the guy
like veered right into getting hit head on by
them. Yeah, just sort of, it wasn't crossing, it was still merging, but it basically came out of nowhere and merged right in front of somebody who was not expecting somebody to merge in front of them.
Yeah.
And they sort of hit it and it just went, so it was like a motorcycle accident, which
Did they totally run it over?
It was hard for me to see because it was happening behind me. They hit it pretty good, but I don't think they like clunked over it or anything like that. The SUV people, I think, were fine.
Yeah.
But like, there was clearly at some point back in the highway, there was like a human accident that then precipitated a motorcycle accident that were two separate events that took place very far apart. But I was just trying to think of like, how did this guy end up off his motorcycle and it was still going so fast that it caught up and passed me?
Yeah.
And among the many things I thought was like, am I like the extra in a Bond movie where like something
is being controlled by someone?
He popped off onto a helicopter skid and took off, and the motorcycle just kept on driving. And you know, I'm just getting the extra moments of it. I have a feeling it's probably a more tragic story than that. I looked around in the news and I couldn't find any news on it yet, but it was definitely like, I was like the whole rest of the night, I was like, what could that have been? What could have been the explanation for
you
that?
You were part of like an elaborate prank show.
If it had a man on it, they would have had to be going like 120, 130
very fast,
just to make it
And he would have had to hit like a tree branch or something to like go flying off.
That's the weirdest thing. It would be like the only thing I could think was if he was like trying to do some fancy like standing on the seat or something, or
at 130 miles per hour.
I know, especially with how the traffic was pretty thick back there. Like it had just opened up, so it's not like something you would normally do at that. Whatever it was an unusual circumstance, and it was freaking me out.
I was just to be able to get off of the bicycle, to get off of the motorcycle, you would probably tip it over.
Yeah.
You would think. Although they do a pretty good job. The truth is, when motorcycles are driving pretty fast, they tend to stay upright. It's hard to just tip a motorcycle
over. The faster
they go,
the more balanced they are.
But clearly, that motorcycle had to be going pretty fast if it was still... Because also, when you're off the motorcycle, you release the throttle. It's not gaining speed anymore. So for that thing to pass me, it had to be going wicked fast when that dude left the bike.
Yeah, and how did he leave it without tipping it
over? Went his own way.
Yeah.
It's very, very weird.
I was just thinking in my head, like, what would I do if I saw that? And especially if I saw it was veering towards oncoming traffic. Oh. Is there anything you could do to, like, get it to stop? At that point, like, how fast was it going, would you say?
When it passed me, it was probably 70-ish, and then it started slowing down. I put my emergency flashers on and drove behind it. And then the only reason I didn't, when it started changing lanes again, the cars behind me started doing the same thing. So like we were like basically creating a wall of traffic. That's the only reason it got hit was because it veered onto an on-ramp that couldn't even see it. It was like blind to everything that was happening.
Right. I was just thinking, like, you ever see cops or like high-speed chases?
A pit maneuver?
Yeah, they like bump the back tire from the side and
exactly.
It like spins out.
Yeah.
But even that, if it's going that fast,
I don't know where it's going
to
go.
Yeah.
And also, I don't want to fuck up my car. That's like the one thing I felt bad about is that like clearly there's some guy who's in trouble somewhere behind me, and there's just like he's somebody else's problem, and I felt bad like continuing to drive home when something terrible's happened behind me. But it's like there was no way for me to, you know, it's not like I've seen accidents happen live on the highway where by the time it registered and I saw it, I was so far ahead that, you know, like I will stop if I see in advance that somebody has gotten into an accident and they're pulled off to the side. I'll stop and make sure everything's, you know, they got everything they need or whatever. But I've also had that same guilt of like you see an accident live as it's happening, and then you're like a half mile down the road being like, I wish I could do something, but I'm here and, you know, the highway's that way.
Harris is just like consistently driving like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber with like explosions going on behind him, and he's just none the wiser.
I mean, I would say only 75% of these accidents have been my fault.
You're like Mr. Magoo, like yelling out the window at a riderless motorcycle.
Going the
slow
wrong,
down,
going the
asshole.
Wrong way down the highway. Well, you know what it's funny you should mention Mr. Magoo, because the other, I've had a couple of weird things happen on the highway in my life. This becomes one of them. But prior to this, the weirdest one was easily one time in Connecticut. I was driving down the highway in the fast lane, and it was another one of those things where I saw it. And my brain broke because I couldn't figure out what I was seeing was real. Because I see this, you know, they've got like the big concrete Jersey barricades between the two sides of the highway. And in the distance, I'm in the fast lane, and I see this little blue compact car zipping along towards me, seemingly in the fast lane on the other side of the highway. And then as it gets closer, I realize, no, it's on my side. And it's driving in the breakdown lane. And I literally passed right by this little old lady who could barely see over the steering wheel. And she was going like 80. She was not like slow. It's like she somehow found herself going the wrong direction on the highway and was clearly like had her eyes open for the exit, but was trying to make good time. She got there. I was like, oh my God, this woman's going to kill somebody. But once again, it was like by the time it all clicked in my head what was going on, it was too late for me to do anything about it. Not that I could have done anything about it. The only thing I could have done is maybe merged a little farther away from her, which I didn't even do that. So
it was just simply too late for me to put my camera away at that point. Gotta make that TikTok video.
I'm really concerned about this motorcycle one, because feasibly the rider could have been being able to jump off the motorcycle and land on Harris's roof with enough grace to not make a sound for Harris to notice. Thus, Harris transported all the way to his house, where it entered Harris's home and stole his body.
This is what time on Friday?
I'm sorry, guys. This is hitting a little too close to home.
Harris is the thing.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to figure it out so easily, Colin. Damn it.
Harris, what time did this happen?
I want to say like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Okay. Yeah, Yeah, it's. I think it's also.
So it's dark out too.
Oh yeah,
fully dark.
Definitely yeah. dark. Which was why I didn't recognize that there was no guy on the bike for so long, and also what made the whole thing eerier. And also it was also weird that I was the only car near me. So for a second, I was the only person seeing this, being like, "Are you guys seeing this shit? No, nobody else is here right now. Like,
I'm talking to no one."
Yeah.
Wow.
Very weird. Well, so it could be a Men in Black scenario, as Colin has posited. I think it could possibly be a James Bond scenario. I don't know what Bond would be doing here and how he got off the motorcycle and what vehicle he was swept away in. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like I saw the aftermath of some either horrible tragedy or some very real life action movie gone wrong or right. I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, the
sobering
writer...
stuff.
Whatever the rider did could have saved the rider's life and destroyed the bike, too.
That's true. Maybe he had to jump off because of something. I don't know. Anyways.
Like your tree branch theory. I think people would notice that on the 10, though.
Yeah, a low-hanging tree branch. They just forgot to trim it.
And look out for the branch.
Yeah.
On this huge freeway.
So this has been a random exploration of weird freeway stuff.
We're supposed to be promoting the live show.
Yeah, that's... I'm sorry. I forgot. This is actually a commercial. So we have a live show coming up at Fais Dodo on...
The 7th.
November
Thursday,
7th.
November 7th, 8 p.m.
Yep. It's in the Wes Adams area of Los Angeles. Tickets are free. Free.
So
if you're not doing anything on a Thursday night and you live in Los Angeles, you got to come.
You have to.
You just got to come.
I mean, if you're actually listening to this and you're free on Thursday in Los Angeles and you don't come to this show, you've really denied yourself the pleasure of several more stories like this.
What the fuck else are you doing
Even
on
if
Thursday?
You're as far as Monterey, I feel you can make the trip.
Yeah. The state of California. If you're up in Eureka. Is
if
that
you're in
place?
Vegas, Tahoe area.
Come one, come all. I feel like even the Pacific Northwest. I mean, the flights are cheap.
This is big enough. Get on a fucking plane.
Yeah.
And come see us. It's free. You could crash at Colin's place.
Australia, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Colin's got a big place. It can sleep probably 18 or 20 on the floor. Like Hurricane Hostel style.
It's true. Pacific Islanders.
Guys, I'll tell you what. If you show up to the show and you tell us you want to stay at Colin's place, you can do it. We'll let you.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
Absolutely.
Yep. That's the
deal. You got a free fucking place to stay.
Free ticket and a spot in my bed. I mean, at my house.
Hey, what was that? What was that last excuse you had? Oh, yeah. It's gone.
Yeah.
No excuses.
That's right.
Everyone's coming to the show. So we're all agreed that every single person is coming to the show.
Did we mention this place is a bar?
It is a bar. There will be alcohol. And trust me, if you listen to this podcast sober and you're still listening, you have got to start listening to it with a couple of drinks in you.
I got to tell you, it's really good. You hit a sweet spot if you get the right amount of drinks.
Yeah, I mean, I've found the sweet spot for how many drinks I need to podcast properly. and you guys should find that for how much you need to listen. So,
But don't drink and drive.
Yeah, no, don't drink.
So, Fais Dodo, really cool little bar, November 7th, and free, and podcast.
Fais Dodo, it's French, okay?
It's spelled as Fais Dodo, but we're going to continue calling it Fais Dodo because that's what they prefer.
Yes.
All right. End commercial.
Great.
All right, well, this has been a pleasure. Until next time.
We love
until the live show.
We love you.
And now you love everybody.
We love you. I like saying it like that. We love you.
We love you. Man, the little vocal fry.
We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you.